is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The tragic aftermath of a powerful bomb that ripped through a marketplace Friday morning in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 18 people and wounding 48 others. Police officials said an explosive device planted in a shop caused the blast in a Shiite Muslim-dominated part of Quetta, the capital of Baluchistan province. Investigators have been launched into the attack to determine motive. There are no immediate claims of responsibility for the violence in the market area, which has experienced such attacks in the past. Britain's Shadow Home Secretary said Thursday that Julian Assange was not being pursued to protect U.S. national security, but for exposing wrongdoing by U.S. administrations. Diane Abbott spoke Thursday in Parliament.
Julian Assange is not being pursued to protect U.S. national security. He is being pursued because he has exposed wrongdoing by U.S. administrations and their military forces. And we only have to look at the treatment of Chelsea Manning to see what awaits him if he's extradited to the U.S.
Meanwhile, the current Home Secretary, Sajid Javid, took issue.
Who we should remember wants to be the Home Secretary is suggesting that we should not apply the rule of law to an individual. That's right, she's disagreeing sitting from her position, but she is implying, she's saying actually quite clearly that Mr. Assange should be not subject to UK law, and that is something that should worry any British citizen should she ever become Home Secretary.
The leader of Britain's opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, said that the government should oppose the extradition of Assange to the United States. President Trump said Thursday he believes the top U.S. government law enforcement officials spied on his 2016 campaign, echoing the claim first offered without evidence by his new Attorney General William Barr. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton on Thursday gave his analysis of this week's elections in Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Likud party were able to cling on to power in Tuesday's vote after running closely with former Israeli Army Chief Benny Gantz.
I would urge you, whichever side of this you're on, don't jump too high in glee nor sink your head in shame. Israel is a vital democracy. They are having these debates, and they will work it out. But it's always a mistake to underestimate Netanyahu. He's smart and able, and he knows how to hit people where they're tender. He's good at it.
President Clinton spoke about the election at an event in New York. Al-Shabaab militants are suspected in the abduction of two Cuban doctors working in Mandera, a Kenyan town on the border with Somalia. Kenyan police say the two were abducted at 9 o'clock this morning and taken into Somali territory. Rael Ambor has more from Nairobi.
Kenya's police spokesperson Charles Owino told reporters that the two doctors, Asel Herrera Correa and Landy Rodriguez, along with their security escorts, were on their way to work at the Mandera Referral Hospital when they were attacked.
Unfortunately, the administration police officer was shot and fatally wounded. The criminals bombarded the car and the occupants across the border to Somalia.
The two doctors were part of a group of 100 Cuban doctors who came to Kenya last year under a bilateral agreement aimed at improving health services in the country. Ryan Lombor for VOA News, Nairobi.
As for the Cuban doctors, Kenyan authorities said Friday that all security agencies had been mobilized and they were pursuing the assailants, the doctors' drivers being held for interrogation. Protest leaders and analysts predict more change as Sudan adjusts to a new reality without the president who led the country for three decades. Benny Gidjoni is the South Sudan Human Rights Commissioner.
My personal feeling that he's leaving is that on one hand, the godfather of the allied militia groups in the south is growing, and therefore time has come for new political actors in the Sudan who must be interested to see into that South Sudan is stable.
On national television, Defense Minister Awad Ibnouf announced that the military had staged a coup, ousting President Omar al-Bashir. The minister asked for a return to calm and said the military would close Sudanese borders till further notice. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Best music.